Hello everyone, this is Trent with Prosper. Today we're going to be talking about a pretty exciting topic here about how to validate your business. You know, how to quickly know if your idea, your service, your product is something that people want out there. And that continues to be one of the biggest questions or challenges that a lot of folks have when they start off building or even considering building their business on the internet or even just building business in general. But that's what we'll talk about there today and show you how to get started off with validating or proving if your business product, idea, or service is something that people want. Okay, so we'll talk about that and we're going to discuss what validation really means and what exactly to validate. We'll also discuss why you should validate your offer or your business idea first before you actually officially invest a lot of money and time into the business. And then we'll discuss different strategies that you can implement to quickly get your message, your ideas, and so forth out there in front of people. And also talk about what to do afterwards. And once you validate your offer, then therefore, now what? Okay, what are the next steps? And then lastly, we'll discuss some of the tools that you can use and examples that you can check out. Okay, so if you kind of imagine for a moment the analogy of cooking some spaghetti, I kind of like that analogy where you're cooking some spaghetti and a while back ago I was looking at I was cooking some spaghetti and you pull out the noodle and you throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. And it's kind of an indicator or validation that your spaghetti is already done. Okay, so I kind of compare that to this validation. And I kind of throw the wet noodle at the wall and see if it sticks. And if it sticks, then it's, hey, you're good to go. So applying that same type of thing with your business approach is a good idea. You want to know that, at least know as much as possible. You're not going to know 100%, but you'll know. You'll have excellent projections, excellent information and data or feedback. Okay, that's the biggest key word for this is feedback from your audience about the ideas, the products or services that you have to offer, if those are things that they want, if your message on how you're presenting them resonates with them. And so that's the bottom line with all of this is the key. In your validation approach is how quickly can you get validation or feedback from the people that you want to work with. And you want to get validation on a lot of different things, okay, but we'll go over those elements, but that's the primary focus with this entire call is to help you discover some methods and excellent strategies that you can take to get super fast feedback from people. Because the faster you can get feedback from people about what you have to offer, the better. Okay? Because if they want it, then man, great, you can start to grow and scale your business. But if they don't want it, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want it. It could just very well mean that they don't want it the way that you're presenting it. So you may want to, you'll learn more and more about, as we get into the call here today, on presenting your offer in different ways. Okay? Coming from different angles and presented it on the topic of resonation, on how well it resonates with them. Okay, but the overarching core with presenting is presenting the benefits or the why into why they should buy your product, why they should buy your service. The why. Okay, if they believe a certain thing. And you believe a certain thing, well, let's match up those beliefs and present an opportunity for them to take advantage of. Okay, so first off, let's talk about what validation is. Okay, I've briefly mentioned a few things towards that already, but validation is the proof. It's the confirmation that people actually want it. Okay, so that's what validation is. If you compare validation to a relationship, you can compare that to meeting someone new in your life, and if that person likes you, they'll show it somehow. They'll smile back at you, or shake your hand, or whatever the case may be in your relationship. But there's a reciprocation. How quickly can you have your target audience reciprocate with you? And when they're reciprocating, they're engaging. They're asking questions. They're taking the action that you're inviting them to take. Okay, that's what validation is all about. You want to quickly validate if the product or service that you have to offer is something that they want, and especially the way that you're presenting it. Okay. As I briefly mentioned earlier, they may still want it. You just got to present it right and correctly, and present it the way that they want. So treat others as they would like to be treated, not treat others as you want to be treated. Okay, so treat others as they would want to be treated, and in order to know that, you got to get out there into the game. You got to get started with presenting what you believe is of value. You know, craft up a message, and prepare it, and do your best on thinking of the benefits that would help them out, and then offer it to them. Okay, so that's what validation is. And then now some of the things to validate. What exactly should you validate? Well, you should validate your message. Okay, your message is the verbiage or the words that you use to present in front of people. Okay, so if you're thinking about offering, piano tuning services for people in your state or your country or wherever you live, think about why people buy piano tuning services in the first place. Write those words down. Brainstorm and think about some words that would resonate with your audience. Okay, and then write up a headline. Okay, you can test or validate anything, really. Okay, but your headline or your message is one of the biggest things to immediately start to test out and ask people. And there's a lot of ways of asking people to take action on it, and we'll go over those methods too. There's being more directive and also being passive about it, and both ways are great, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But one of the elements that you'd want to validate would be your message. And what kind of message resonates with a pretty good size audience out there, the audience that you're wanting to focus. So that's one of the things to test, along with the, if you look at the elements of any web page, there's a logo, there's the tagline, there's the slider images or a header image or header text and headlines to text test out, colors, ways that different buttons and so forth are positioned on the page. Okay, this is called multivariant testing, in the testing world with your marketing. There's A-B testing and there's multivariant testing. And A-B testing is just testing the differences between one offer to another. Okay, but multivariant testing is where you're testing a multiple variables on a page and seeing which ones test out better. But the bottom line with marketing is you're always testing. Okay, you're not stopping the journey of testing. You're always discovering new ways and better ways of reaching more and more people, persuading more and more people to take action, and doing that action more consistently. And it's actually kind of fun as you start to get into it, because it's very interesting to observe the even the slightest or littlest changes that you make can make the biggest differences. You change one button to say something different, like download now compared to download here. And sometimes you might find out that download now outperforms the button that says download here. Okay, that's just one example of an A-B split test. Okay, but these are all elements of what to validate. Okay, and ultimately with your business idea, you want to know, hey, is this business idea something that I can make money with? Okay, you're not going to necessarily get into all the A-B testing and multivariant testing right off the bat, but you can at least get started off with discovering, well, what is my business idea? Okay, my business idea in this example could be, hey, I wanted to see if people really want my piano tuning services. And you have something to offer, and now you can move forward with writing down a headline that you would want to present in front of people, and write down two versions of it. Okay, this is the simple example of how to get started off with testing out your idea. You would write down a few different examples, you know, two different examples in this case of headlines, and then you can share those headlines with people. And I'll share, you know, share with you a lot of excellent strategies that you can implement to test out your ideas really fast. Okay, so those are just some of the elements to write down in regards to what things to validate. Okay, you want to test out your headline, test out a bunch of different things, but most importantly, your message is the number one thing. Okay, now three is the third thing I want to talk about here before we get into the meat of the call here today is why. You know, why to validate first before you launch. Okay, you want to see what sticks. Yeah, that's one of the reasons. Is you want to know that there's some type of validation or proof that the business idea that you have or the business you're considering launching can actually go somewhere profitable down the future. So one of the success principles I'll share with you at this point, is called modeling after success. Okay, that principle right there has helped me and lots of students out immensely. If you are following someone who's already doing what you want to do, that'll make all the difference in your life when you start a business. Okay, if you're not inventing something from scratch, or developing a business from the ground up, and it's not like entirely brand new to the world, then there's usually going to be at least one competitor, at least one person out there that's doing what you're wanting to do. And that success principle there, modeling after success, teaches us that when you have someone to model after or an example to follow, you can follow what they're doing and duplicate what they're doing, You're not necessarily copying them exactly, but you're duplicating the principles that they've implemented that work. And you can do the same thing in your life. So if they're making money, on the internet and they're selling, their piano tuning services in this example, using the power of the internet, how are they selling it? Are they using the are they using a website? And we know what they're selling, but how are they selling it? So those are the things that you would want to research when you're following that principle of modeling after success. That's one of the quickest ways of validating what you have to offer, is find someone else that's doing it. Okay? So that's rested upon the skill of research. If you like research, it doesn't even really matter if you like research or not, it should be done. But if you don't like it, you can always find someone else that can research for you. And that's the great thing about, this beautiful world that we live in, is that there's talent all across the board. And there's people out there that, can research for you. And you can let them know, hey, this is the business I'm thinking of. I'm thinking about offering my piano tuning services, and I'd like to know who else out there in my market, space is also doing what I'm doing. And so go research that out for me and let me know all the details about what they're selling and how they're selling it. Okay. There's also third-party companies that can do the research for you. Okay. There's a lot of help out there if you don't like or even have the talent or the ability to really research, do some solid research yourself. But overall, the research is not necessarily that difficult. Okay, there's a lot of excellent tips and strategies that you can implement in finding competitors, but the overall goal with this is to find at least one or two or more companies that are doing what you want to do. Okay, because if they're doing what you want to do, then you can do the same thing. Okay, so keep that in mind. The entire process of building a business, is following that model and following that principle, of modeling after other people. And so even if you were to start up, a business from scratch, it still is helpful to research out and discover what other people are doing out there, because how do you really know if you're preparing something or inventing something that hasn't been done? So in research, gathering intelligence, it's something that a lot of startups fail to do. They don't take the time to research what's going on out there. And they end up spending their wealth and wasting a lot of money, you know, down the road because they just didn't invest the time up front to know what was going on. You know, so gain the knowledge that you need, because then that's where, you know, you put yourself in a position of power and influence to be able to help your audience even better, because you know what's going on. Okay, you're not blindly going into the market. Okay, so yeah, find at least one company that you can model after. Someone or a company that is doing what you want to do, and start researching them in and out, and asking specific questions about what people are buying. Okay, I would write that question down. You know, what exactly are people buying out there? Because if you know that people are buying the products, that's a great sign. Okay, you don't want to just know if people are selling it, because if they're offering it for sale, it doesn't necessarily mean that people are buying it. You know, there's a lot of websites that present all kinds of products and services for sale, but it doesn't mean that people are actually buying them just because they're selling them, just by virtue of selling them, you know. So, you know, ask questions. You can call them up and even ask them, hey, I'm wondering what kind of piano tuning services, you know, people buy a lot of. You know, what do you sell a lot of? And, you know, usually they'll tell you. Yeah? Okay, excellent. Okay, so we're going to you know, leave that success principle, you know, at this moment and move on. But I can't stress that one enough, because it will make a world of a difference in your life in helping you get started with building up your business a lot faster and saving you a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of heartache, you know, with just doing it right. Okay, so with the strategies, you know, to validate your offer, okay, we're going to talk about that now. Okay, so some of the strategies that you can implement, I mentioned one of the success principles, but building on top of that success principle would be there's 10 different approaches that, you know, I've compiled together. These are called just marketing and validation approaches, and I've organized them from quicker, you know, quick to slower. Okay, so some of the fastest methods of getting your message that you have to offer people, okay, if you have a product or a service or both, whatever the case may be. In this example I'm sharing with you so far, I'm just following the example of piano tuning services. Okay, so if I wanted to quickly validate what, you know, my message is, and I want to get feedback from people as fast as possible, and, you know, one of the fastest ways, you know, is to ask someone directly. Okay, but we want to ask a lot of people too, you know, not just one person. But the more people we ask, or the more people we present our message in front of, you know, the better, because we can get more feedback instead of just feedback from one person. So, you know, speaking with people, though, you know, directly, you can go to Chamber of Commerce events, you know, where you could network with people. There's, you know, a lot of cities that offer these, you know, Chamber of Commerce events that you can go to. I've been to them a number of times, and it's great. You can meet, you know, you rub shoulders with a lot of business owners and people in your community, and you're able to get your name out there and, you know, bounce your ideas off of other people. But having that, including that human element, you know, that face-to-face type of interaction is super powerful, because not only do you get feedback from them verbally, but you can also see their body language. So it works out great, because, you know, especially nowadays where a lot of the technology has disincentivized a lot of people to get out there and speak with people face-to-face. You know, they end up just talking with people through, you know, chat or the phone or through Facebook and, you know, LinkedIn and these social networks. And those are great, and we're going to talk about that as well. But there's a, you know, definitely no compensation for being in person getting validation. So, you know, if you were to offer some type of free event and have everyone come, and, you know, in this case with the piano tuning, you could, you know, have everyone come, you know, for a piano concert, you know, that's for free. And while you're there, you can present some of the ideas that you're thinking of, you know. Same case goes with almost anything. You know, think of the products that you're selling. It could be, you know, the, you know, I believe that one of the students that's on the line is Jeannie, right? you know, with
cooking.
Yeah. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. You know, like with your gift baskets and so forth, you know, you could have people come to your place and do a little party and get people's feedback and see how they respond, not just verbally, but their body language, and get, you know, excellent feedback. And you can take that and start to craft your messages a lot more effectively online. Okay? So, face-to-face, networking groups, you can go to a lot of different networking groups. I mean, you know, there's a ton of them, like meetup.com, so meetup.com. There's a lot of meetup groups that people are offering, and you can offer too, you know, through meetup.com. It's just an awesome system to use. It's not the only one, but it's a really popular one that you can start to become a part of groups and also form them, and get social with a lot of folks. Okay, that's pretty fun. A little portal I've used quite a bit in the past, and there's also clubs that you can join, and so the list goes on. You know, all the face-to-face interaction that you can include. So, a lot of folks online forget that. You know, they think that, okay, I can only exclusively offer my products just on the internet. Well, no, you can't. You can also do it offline and get people's feedback too. Okay. So number two is by the phone. Okay, there's a pretty cool little tool that I used a while back ago when I was running my mortgage business. It's called Dial My Calls, and you can record your message, just record your voice message, and you could broadcast it out to everyone. You know, whoever's on your phone list, you could send it out. And the cool thing with this here is that the question I like to ask is, what kind of voicemail would you have to leave on someone's phone to persuade them to call you back within 24 hours or less? Okay, think about that. Yeah, think about what types of words and how you would craft your message to be able to persuade them to call you back in 24 hours or less. Okay, what would you what would you need to create? What kind of verbiage would you need to write down? Okay, that's what we're talking about here. That's a great, powerful way of thinking about this on validating your message. You know, let's take Jeannie for example. So you have your gift baskets, and you have the cookies, cookie baskets, and so forth that you want to offer people. Well, what would you have to tell a person to influence them to call you back in 24 hours? Well, usually it would have to include some type of urgency, right? Some type of deal, time-limited offer. Okay, that would be critical, right? You don't also want to, you wouldn't have enough time necessarily to spill the beans, You don't have to give them every single detail on the voice message, because usually voice messages only last for, a minute or two, and some voice messages cut you off. So a great way of thinking about validating your offer is to craft a well-crafted message that's clear and concise that would influence or persuade someone to call you back within 24 hours or less. So, yeah, include the attention getter. Hey, this is what's in it for you, the benefits. If you are looking for this, then this is definitely the offer for you. Again, I'm offering a deal that lasts within the next 24 hours, and then it's gone. Call me at blah, 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 and see who responds. That's a pretty fun way of getting people's feedback. And if they call, you know that you have a pretty good winner of a message. Because if you were to send out that voice broadcast, that voicemail broadcast to, let's say, 100 people, and, say 10 people actually call back, that's actually pretty good, Okay, but immediate feedback with that. Okay, within 24 hours, you can kind of test that out. If no one calls you back in 24 hours, then you know that the message that you presented is kind of boring. Okay, it might be putting them to sleep. Okay, and that's also a type of feedback too. If you don't get any feedback, that's also feedback, because then it also tells you A couple things. Well, maybe they didn't get the message, but if they did get the message, then maybe I should craft it a bit more effectively, so it gets their attention. It's more emotion-driven. It's more enthusiastic. Yeah, okay, you use your voice inflection, so it's not monotone. Go up or down depending on the types of words that you're talking about. Okay, those are all things that help inspire or help persuade people to take action now instead of later. Okay, you could have the most well-crafted message in the world, but say a monotone, and then there's no energy, there's no enthusiasm. So yeah, be enthusiastic when you present, and it'll make a world of a difference on people and getting them to respond. Okay, so that's the next marketing approach to consider with this, is to get fast validation is what we're talking about. Pay-per-click, okay, is another super powerful way of getting really fast feedback from people. Okay, we can use search engine and marketing, with Google and Bing and 7Search and a lot of other ones. Okay, there's Site Scout and there's a lot of other ones out there that you can use. But those are the two top search engines, Google and Bing, to be able to get immediate feedback from people. Just within the next 2 hours, you could easily write up an ad that has a headline, two lines of text, usually consists of those two lines of text. If you go to Google and you can see the ads on the right-hand side, you'll notice what kind of structure to organize your ads for Google and Bing. If you write up an ad, you can get that ad in front of people just within a matter of a couple hours. Okay, that message, you can actually get free advertising credits to test out your message in front of people by going to your hosting company. And a lot of times, a lot of website hosting companies will have advertising credits, and usually $75 or $100 worth of a free advertising that you can get. It's a coupon code you can get, and you just get that coupon code. You go to Google AdWords, so adwords.google.com, and when you create your account, it'll ask you, when you set up your billing, to put in your coupon code. And once you put on your coupon code, then it'll confirm it, and then you're set to go. You have some free advertising money, and you don't have to even spend a dime to validate your message for your business. So if you're thinking about getting some gift baskets out there and you're wondering how to present your message, well, do that. You could get in front of a worldwide audience just within a matter of minutes, or hours, through Google and through Bing. And it's just an excellent way of testing out your messages really fast, okay, instead of the alternative, which a lot of people just write up an article or a blog post, and they do like SEO. SEO is good, but it takes a long time to actually get people's feedback. And the key with this is the topic here today is how to quickly get people's feedback on what you're offering, because the sooner you can get feedback, the sooner you can start to take action, right? And start to take action with your customers and persuade them more and more to buy the stuff that you have to offer, because it's a win-win situation. They know why, they're buying it. And that why has been tested out in your message that you've gotten out, you've presented in front of people. Yeah, so PPC, pay per click. There's a lot more training that you can access on that, inside the training center, along with calling in and speaking with us. So now the next point of marketing, quick marketing approaches to consider with getting quick validation, fast feedback, is social media. Okay, social media is enormous. I mean, last month there was a bit more than 1 billion people that went to just Facebook alone. And when you go to Facebook, for example, you can go up to the top of Facebook and search for groups you can join for free. Think of all the different cooking groups that you can join. Think of all the people who are talking about gift baskets or gifts to give for Mother's Day and different events. You could join all those groups. Okay, but the conversations that people are having is what you want to insert you into. You want to insert yourself into those conversations and then jump into the game. Say, hey, I see that you guys are talking about some ideas for Mother's Day. Hey, great, grand time right there. Great time right there to be able to present. Hey, actually, I've run a site over here that I have some excellent, wonderful ideas about gift baskets for Mother's Day. Hey, check them out. Here they are. Okay, so you can do that for free. You can just go there and join these groups for free. Sometimes you'll see groups that are private or, by invitation only. And you can still sign up and see if they accept you in those groups. But a lot of them are free or just easy access. You just sign up and you're straight in. Okay. You also have the ability to direct message, through Facebook. Okay, we're talking about quicker or faster methods of getting people's feedback. Okay, reducing the time period between your message, the way that you're presenting the message and getting people's feedback. We don't want to have a lot of time elapsing between presenting your message and getting people's feedback. With these, so I'm starting off with some of the fastest ways and working on down to the some of the slower ways. Okay, but usually the quicker ways of validation force you to get outside of your comfort zone. You might feel some butterflies in your stomach, and that's okay. Feel the fear, do it anyway. Because the core of what you're doing, if you believe what you're doing, and you're having fun with it, and these are the elements that you should believe in. Okay, you should be having fun with what you're doing. If you hate what you're doing, or if you just have to drag yourself to do what you're doing, then I'd recommend get out of it. Okay, go find something that you can be, excited about. You don't do anyone really any good if you can't really be excited about what you're doing. So be excited about it, and it'll show as you start to talk with people. But when you get on the Facebook, you can direct message people and ask them questions. Okay, present the message that you have. If your offer is going to be a Mother's Day offer for a gift basket for Mother's Day, then how would you present it? Say, hey, Mother's Day gift baskets for and this is what they include. The deal is 10% off until Mother's Day. Click here and check them out. But keep in mind though that before you pitch something for people to buy, you want to warm them up. Okay, so it really depends on your trust level with these folks. And so if they don't know anything about your business, then don't ask them to buy something right off the bat. Okay, that's a kind of a tacky way of building business. It doesn't work that way. Just like with a relationship. Now, if you just met someone brand new in your life, you're not going to ask them to marry you right off the bat, right? So if you're presenting your message in front of an audience that they don't know anything about what you're what you're doing and what you have to offer, then first educate them. Okay, don't ask them to buy yet. First educate them. Educate them about what you do. And then share with them a link that they can click on if you're doing this online or even offline too, but share with them a link that they can click on to get more information, okay? So build the anticipation or build the relationship one step at a time. It doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be 50,000 steps. It could be simply a matter of having three steps. You share the message and educate them. You invite them to check out the offer. And third, you persuade them to buy. Yeah. So when you're presenting your message, whether that be on a Facebook group or a direct message, or in your pay-per-click ads, your phone, or face-to-face, follow that example there. Follow those success steps of first educating, and then inviting, and then persuading. Okay, so next to social media, don't overlook the other social media outlets out there because Facebook's not the only one. There's Yahoo groups, and those have turned out pretty awesomely as well for me and other folks too. You can join those for free. There's tons of them. Just go to Google and just type in Yahoo groups, and you'll find the site. You can go there and sign up for free. You can go there and present your message, start talking with people. Follow those three success steps. Educate, invite, and persuade. LinkedIn is a great place for is a bit more business oriented. You know, there's a lot of business folks that go to, you know, a LinkedIn, and they're able to make some excellent connections with each other, and recommend and endorse each other for different skills and talents and so forth. But you know, that's a pretty fun place to go to, you know, to go into an environment that's a bit more business oriented. Okay. It's usually a great place to find you know, partners and people to work with you and getting your message out there. Okay. So now the next marketing approach, you know, to consider here is email. Okay, that's another fast method. If you have emails already compiled, it's just a matter of simply writing up an email. Okay, write up an email that presents your message about what your business is all about, what's in it for them, and what they should do about it. Okay, and you can send that email out to them. Now, with all of these methods here that I'm sharing with you, it's important to track your progress. Okay, if you're just blindly sending out an email and you don't have any analytics in place, then it's going to be an uphill battle. You know, you just have no data to go off of. And so make sure that you have, you know, an analytics system in place such as Google Analytics, and that you're also using an email marketing system that allows you to track all these things. Okay, so like iContact, AWeber, the list goes on, Constant Contact. These are all services for email marketing that have built-in analytics. And it'll tell you, when you send out an email to people, it'll tell you how many people opened it up. It'll even tell you who opened it up. So if you send out the email to 100 people, 100 friends, or whoever, it'll tell you actually, you know, the actual person's name who opened it up, you know, or the person's email that opened it up. So it's pretty precise, and also where they're located. It'll tell you, okay, this person, you know, here's their email. They opened up the email, and they live in Norway, you know, or wherever they live. Yeah, but this is all, you know, immediate feedback that you can get, and when you send out a message, because if you send out a message that's time-based, and the strategy with this is to see how quickly people respond at what time, then it's kind of interesting to see how quick people respond to the message that you send out that's time-based. So if you have an offer that is expiring within the next 24 hours and you want to send it out to people, send it out through your email marketing service, and you can track the stats and see how many people open it up, how fast they open it up to, and who opens it up, and what links do they click on. If there's a link or links inside of the email that you want them to click on to take them to, you know, a specific offer to check out, then it's going to show you. It's going to tell you. It's fast validation. It's quick proof, okay, or confirmation to you and feedback that what you're presenting and how you're presenting it is either not working or is working, okay? And, you know, tells you what exactly is working too, okay? So yeah, that's a pretty simple way of doing it too. So, but if you don't have any emails to really test out in a larger batch, if you only have like 3 people on your email list, then, you know, I'd probably skip that right now. So, but I did a different training on email marketing though, and on strategies on how to build up your email database. And because it's a very powerful way of making money on the internet. Is as you start to build up your email database, you know, you should be making at least $1 or more per subscriber if you're working the list. If you're working the list, meaning you're sending out messages that reciprocate with them, you're educating them. Okay, if you have an email database of 10,000 people, then, you know, the average is you should be making at least $10,000 a month. Yeah, so that's another reason why it's so important to build up your email database. You know, just monetarily, but the money comes as you start to create value for people. Okay. The next point that you can implement to help you out with quickly validating your business to see if it can go somewhere and make you, you know, some excellent money, help you reach your income goals, and most importantly, help you liberate yourself. so you can live the life that you really want. The next point I want to talk about is, partnerships. Yeah, if you don't have an email list, if you don't have fill in the blank, then there's other people who do have that. Okay, and this is where the power of partnerships come in. So you think about, especially in this case, if you're just starting up your new business, think of someone that you know. It's great to start off with someone that you do know because you have some type of trust relationship built up with them. And they could very well have an email list already, or they could have some type of a business following, on Facebook or Twitter, or think of all the different areas of influence that they have that you could tap into, if you don't have it already. If you don't have a following or influence or that credibility built up, well, go to someone who you could partner with. Go to someone that you could speak with and see if they're open to the idea of working with you as a business partner. If you're just a one-woman band or a one-man band, then there's a lot of things on your shoulders as the business owner. I mean, you're wearing a lot of hats, and it's a really surefire way of getting burnt out if you're doing everything all by yourself. So consider that heavily, because that's a huge power into building up your team is thinking of a partner that you could work with and even bring on board, and you can start to strategize and do a lot more than just the loan. Okay, but what kind of partners? I mentioned some that you already have a relationship with, but if you don't have any friends or family that you would even consider talking with, and bringing them on board as a business owner or a partner with you, then you can do it yourself. You can find people out there that run websites, run blogs. They operate blogs that are successful, and you can contact them and let them know that you have a great type of product or service that you'd like to get out there in front of people, and you'd like to set up a win-win situation. I've done a different training on this in more depth, so I'm not going to go in depth right now on this topic right now on partnerships, because you can listen to that after this. But the whole world of partnerships is, one of the most influential ways of getting your business off the ground super fast. Okay, next to these other methods I already mentioned, but partnering is even more powerful, because there's the relationship that you're building up directly, and you're creating a win-win, out of the whole relationship, business-wise. So you have something to offer with your business, okay? That's where it all starts, is you've got to have a clear idea of, or at least a starting point, an initial vision, as I call it, a starting vision of what your product or service can do for people. How's it going to help them out, okay? Write that down, get clear, that's your message, that's what we've been talking about here so far. So you can contact people through your social media, like when you talk with people through Facebook and through Yahoo groups and through your networking events, and you can start to create some excellent synergy with these people and getting your message out there and validating it and proving that people are responding to it quicker, okay? So that's one of the keys to keep in mind with validation, is the speed of response. Okay, as soon as they see it, how fast does it take them, how soon does it take them to respond to it? Okay, if you've crafted or presented a message that's time-based and action-oriented and it's benefit-driven, then usually they're going to be responding if it resonates with them. If they're in the market looking for what you have to offer, then usually they'll respond pretty fast. But you got to present it in a way that is benefit-driven. What's in it for them? Okay. Okay. Now, one of the last one I'll share here with the marketing approaches is SEO. Okay, search engine optimization. Now, search engine optimization takes a bit more time, as I reviewed earlier. And what you're doing with SEO is that you're writing up articles, they have blog posts, and you're optimizing them for the search engines such as Google and Bing. So when people go to Bing and Google and they're looking for, you know, different products and services, depending on the keyword phrase that you're targeting, your advertisement for your article would show up on the first page, and that would be the goal. If you're if your advertisement for your, you know, your organic advertisement is showing on, you know, the second or third or fourth page, you know, it doesn't mean that people don't go there, but very few people go to the second or third or fourth page. So that's why the goal is to get your articles, your blog posts on the first page, so you have greater exposure and you have greater likelihood of people clicking on the article, or the advertisement, I mean, and coming to your website. But overall, that usually takes at least, you know, depending on the type of keyword phrases you're optimizing for and targeting and how valuable your blog post is. The three major secrets with your SEO is relevancy, popularity, and authority. So as long as your blog post is relevant for your audience and it's been optimized correctly, okay, then you're getting people coming to you, the blog post, and it's also, you also have other people linking to that article from other websites. Those three things there, you know, popularity, relevancy, and linking, you know, authority, those three things there make all the difference, you know, with whether or not your blog post rises up in the search engines. Okay. But it takes a while. It can take a while. I mean, I've tracked, you know, my own article marketing with SEO, and anywhere from 1 to 7 months, you know, depending on the nature and how competitive certain keyword phrases are, it can take that time, and it's not fast. However, the huge pro or advantage with the SEO is it's free traffic, you know, coming to your offers, and so I usually recommend implementing an SEO strategy and campaign as you start to move forward with the first few phases of validation. Once you validate your offers and you've proven that people are responding to it and taking action on it, yeah, then take the messages that are working, that people are taking action on, and start to discover words that they're taking action on and research those and start to put together an SEO campaign. Okay, most people, they do it, you know, in reverse, and it's no wonder that they don't get anywhere, you know, as fast as they want, because SEO is a slow process. And so if you validate and know what keyword phrases people are using and to take action on, then you can use those keyword phrases in your SEO and even build it up even more. But how do you know which keyword phrases and what messages people respond to use for your SEO if you haven't done these quicker validation methods up front? You know, the answer is that you don't know. You know, so know by implementing these quicker validation methods and get people to give you feedback is ASAP. Okay. Now with SEO, with any of these things, with any of the marketing approaches that we're talking about, value is is the secret sauce, you know, in all of this. Okay, if there's any magic bullet in this, it's really the value. And you don't really know what's valuable unless you start to get your message, get your product and service in front of people. Okay, going back to the analogy of a relationship, how do you know that that person views the relationship as a valuable relationship? Okay, if you're married or if you're looking into a relationship or whatever the case may be, the bottom line is if they respond, if they reciprocate, if they do some type of action in showing you that they like you, that they want to do something, that's valuable. Okay, so value and validation, they go hand in hand. But what's valuable to one person may not be valuable to another person. And so that's where, you know, the wonderful challenge in marketing comes in, is that your wonderful creative mind needs to come in and start to be creative with this. You know, because as you think about your target audience and you think about what they would want most and value most, then you can start to craft your messages more effectively. Okay, you as the business owner, you're taking the first step forward. You know, you're innovating. You're coming up with the idea. You're not depending on your audience to think for you. Okay, you're doing the thinking as the business owner. Because the bottom line is they're just not going to do the thinking for you. You know, that's why they're the consumer. That's why they're the customer. They buy. Okay, they'll validate. The customer buys, and you innovate. Okay, the principle, once again, with this is the business owner innovates, the customer validates. Okay, so if you're innovating, you're coming up with ideas. Okay, you're brainstorming. You're doing your best to craft a message, or research a product or service, you know, that would be beneficial for your audience. And then you're as a business owner, getting it out there. You're teaching people about what you have to offer. You're showing them why it would help them out, and improve their situation in life, make them happier, and so forth. And then inviting them to take action. Okay, so the whole revolution and cycle with your validation is having something of value, number one. And then number two, innovating with your message, creatively crafting a message that would be benefit driven for your audience. And then third, getting it out there using these quick or fast validation methods that we just talked about here today. And then as you start to do that, number four, track your progress. Okay? If you are tracking your progress, you'll know what's working and what's not working, and then you can start to make adjustments from there. If you don't have any data to track, then you're left in the dark. So don't be left in the dark. Come into the light by having tracking systems in place. Because otherwise, you're just assuming. You're basing all your decisions upon assumption, and that's a ticket to disaster. So that's number four, making sure that you're tracking. Okay, so track your results, and then you're able to make educated decisions from there. And then fifth, you start to do what works. Okay, grow and start to scale. Okay, so as you start to look at people's responses, and they tell you, yeah, I love this, this is great, and they actually took action. You know, ultimately, if they bought, then bingo. Okay, you have your business. As soon as someone buys and you've earned your first buck, then you're ready to go. Okay, at least someone bought. They showed or validated or proved that what you offered and how you presented it resonated with them, and they persuaded, you persuaded them to take action. You didn't force them to do anything. You clearly presented what you had to offer, and it was beneficial for them. They took action, and there you go. Okay. So once you start to do that, then you start to do more of that. Okay. And you keep on growing and growing and growing it. And you start to get your message and products out there in a bigger way. Start to tap into more and more partners and outlets that present your products and so forth in front of a bigger audience. And because you know what works. You've already validated it. Okay, people have already taken action. It's already been proven. You can tap into affiliates. Okay, people who can promote your stuff for you now. Okay, if you're an affiliate and you're promoting other people's stuff, well, you can turn to the table now. And if you have your own product that's been tested out and people have purchased it from you, well, guess what? You can now go to other people called affiliates, and they can promote your stuff. And how many affiliates are out there in the world? I mean, there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who are looking for excellent offers to promote to make money with. They can recommend that no work. And the last thing an affiliate wants is to promote something that is junk or doesn't really work, or doesn't make them any money. So you as the business owner, you're doing the work up front, you're validating, you're proving that your business can actually make money. And once it makes money, then you can now go to other people and say, hey, yeah, this works. Okay, the proof is established. And they'll be obviously far more likely to start promoting your stuff to their people. you know, because you've taken the time to do it right, you know, do business right. You know, you're not treating other people as test dummies. You know, you're treating them as, you know, partners who have a following. You know, as you start to look at other people who like affiliates and partners to promote your stuff and send you tons and tons of people to buy your products and services, they'll hop on it. You know, they'd be really excited about doing it if you've taken the time to validate, you know, your business. Okay, so we've talked about, you know, quite a bit here today, but number one is getting super fast feedback, okay? Shortening the time period between the aspect of coming up with your message and presenting it in front of people. Getting feedback as fast as you can for people, okay? And the more, you know, you do that, and the quicker you do that, and the better off you'll be, you know, with getting your business off the ground and being profitable. So with that said, I'll just open it up to any questions that you have. You know, Jeannie, do you have any questions?
Yeah, a lot. Let me think. So you said that the best thing to do is go on about Facebook. Go on to the groups.
Yeah, that's one of them.
One of the good things you can.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. Great question. Yeah. Before you do that, though, you gotta craft your message.
Right.
Yep.
And what was the other place that you said to go on? Oh, Yahoo Groups.
Yahoo Groups. Yep.
Yahoo Groups. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
those are all free.
Come up with a good message for that.
Yeah, write down some ideas. It doesn't have to be just one, and it's not going to be set in stone forever, too. You know, it's an evolution. You're evolving and always getting better. But you're always getting better based upon the data that you gather from people, not based upon just your assumptions. Okay, at the very start of this is your, you know, assumption. Okay, your assumption is, hey, I believe that this is valuable. I've also learned that some competitors of mine are also doing this, and how do they present their message? Okay, if you were to go to other people's websites and start learning from observation, look how they present their message. Okay, you can tweak it a little bit and see if that actually sticks, you know, with, you know, the people you present it in front of. Yeah, excellent question. Yeah, any other questions at all, or?
From me?
Yeah.
Yeah. The eye contact you were talking about. Eye contact. Now, website.
That's one of them. Yeah.
Okay, and you can go on there and.
In fact, when we talk here later today, I'll show you. I'll just walk you through.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but your email marketing is what that's all about. Yeah, email is a lot easier for a lot of folks because, you know, it doesn't require them to get in front of people face-to-face. But they also miss out, you know, with if they don't take advantage of that face-to-face type of interaction too. So none of these marketing approaches are stuck in a vacuum alone. You know, you should use them synergistically.
Okay.
You know, but email marketing is. Did you have a question about that?
Yeah, you start with your own email list, right? Your friends, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that
but
would be a great place to start. You just start with what you do have.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have, you know, if you have at least a few of them, well, let's start off with one. You know, you said, you know, the famous statement of Rome wasn't built in a day, right? And masterpieces are created in just overnight. So you start off with something. You know, with all the gurus online that make millions of dollars and you know, all the you know, the things I've done was, well, I had to start out somewhere too. And that's how I start. That's how we all start out, by taking the first step. So if you have one, start off with one. Okay? That one person probably knows at least one other person. Then you can have two people, and it starts to snowball from there. Okay?
But so, come up with a clear message first about what you're doing.
Yeah. Teach them. Okay? The word marketing is, you know, synonymous with you know, teaching. If you're a great teacher, you're usually a great marketer too. Because if you're a powerful teacher, you're an influential teacher, then you know how to get your message across to an audience who can understand what you have to offer. And if they understand what you have to offer, they can judge for themselves if it benefits them, if it's in their self-interest. And if it's in their self-interest, then if it's time for them, then you can give them that plug, which is a call to action. Hey, take action. Click here right now and take action. You know, check out the product, check out the service, and surround it with a time limit offer. It expires, you know, this 10% off coupon expires within the next 14 hours. So take advantage of it now while it lasts. After the 14 hours, it's gone. So do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those are things that you can present inside of your email and send out, you know, to your audience. Yeah. So, yeah, as we teach you more and more about the email marketing and these other methods, just like with anything else, they'll get easier. And that's an assurance that you can count on. Just like with anything, like I said, riding a bike or riding a car or, you know, think of all the other skills that you've gained over the years. They've become easier the more and more and more you practice them. But you got to know what to practice. You know, famous, another famous statement. We're almost all about excellent quotes here today. But it's not just perfect, or it's not practice that makes perfect. It's perfect practice makes perfect. And what that means is that you're following a model. You're following an example that you know it works. Okay, the example of, you know, if you were to think about golfing, you know, if you were to practice a horrible swing all the time, then you could practice that all day long, and practice is not going to make your swing perfect because you practice the wrong thing perfectly. You know? Okay, so that's the huge power of that success principle I shared earlier of modeling after success. If you are modeling after someone who's already had success, you're practicing perfect. You know, you're practicing what works. Okay, you're doing what's already successful.
I mean, if you're telling people about your site, shouldn't you have that perfect before you present that?
Yeah, so don't take that in the wrong way. You know, because the word perfect is just taught in that illustration. Okay.
I know, but I mean, I really don't want to tell, you know, everybody I know and people I don't know, whatever, about, you know, come visit my site when my site is not where I would like it to be.
Yeah, so there's a fine line between the aspect of the minimum features. Okay, you should have your site built up to the point where there's a minimum features on there, meaning your message is on there. You have something for them to take advantage of, you know, call to action, and you have some value to consume. So, like, you know, educational topics, you know, articles for people to read. If people were to go to your site right now, you're already set. People can go there and they can take action. You know, there's things for people to click on. There's offers for people to check out. There's
mm-hmm.
things for people to read. You're good. Okay. Now, what wouldn't be good is, you know, if your site wasn't done, if there was like links that people clicked on and it took them to error pages. You know, or
mm-hmm.
if you didn't have anything to offer them at all, for them to buy or check out or read, yeah, okay? I mean, those are things that you'd want to definitely get in place before you even start sharing your site. But your site, personally, it has those things. So you're ready already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can start sharing that with people. But having a specific landing pages is super, just awesome to be able to implement. You know, dedicated pages that present your message. And a lot of times, I've done a training on this. I don't know if you participated on it in the while back ago, but on the topic of sales and squeeze pages. Simple pages, they're not, beautifully designed. I mean, some of them are, but most of them are just simple, super simple. And they just have a headline, hey, this is what is in it for you. And here's a video to watch, or some type of bullet-pointed benefit list. And then a place for them to put their name and email in. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Headline, benefits, opt-in, and a call to action button that they can click on. And so when they present that, they click on it, and they move on. You got the email, and it directs them to an offer. And having squeeze pages or opt-in pages allows you to quickly present your message. At lightning speeds, instead of having to set up a website every time, all you're doing is setting up a dedicated page. And like I said, I'll teach you how to do this here, okay? But you're ready with this, okay? So once you have the minimum features prepared, okay, you have something for them to consume and value, then the second most important success principle with this. Growth of your business is to grow with your customers. Okay, you don't want to get caught up with the shiny stone syndrome, where you keep on polishing the shiny stone and keeps on, you think it's going to get shinier and shinier and shinier, and it just doesn't get any more shinier. Let's just start getting out, start using the actual shiny stone to do something instead of shining it the whole time. Okay. Stop, polishing your site, because it doesn't, it doesn't matter if you're polishing the site. Your customers should be polishing your site for you. Okay, the people who are actually going to get that stone shinier are your customers. It's impossible for you to get that stone any shinier yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're taking the step from, hey, here's the minimum features that you can launch it, get it in front of people, and then start to have people give you feedback, and you start to validate, gather validation like we talked about today, and you start to grow with them, and then you start customizing based upon their feedback and what they really want. And that's a far better way of building your business than thinking that you have all the answers, because you don't. I don't. No one, just alone has the answers alone. Okay, that's the ego telling us, you have all the answers. You can come up with everything yourself, and that's false. It's been proven that doesn't even work. Okay.
Mhm.
But once again, there's a fine line though between you as the business owner and innovating and coming up with the ideas yourself to start off with. Okay, but not forever. You start by innovating and coming up with the offer. And then you move forward with validating and testing and growing and scaling it in that order. Okay. So we're going to end the call here today, but if you have any other questions, we can chat here a little bit later, but I sure appreciate you being on the call here today, and then and everyone else, and we'll plan on next week, same time, and we'll actually be doing it on a different topic that I'll announce.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, you betcha. Take care.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit then.